Another thing that's really important to remove the barriers that are needed is to rely on the inner voice rather than the outer voice. I just gave you an experience in, when I was just 16 of when I first learned that important lesson of learning. I was oscillating between, should I try to heal this person or not? Would it be acceptable or not? And I was going back and forth, and I went with the inner voice rather than the outer voices, because the inner voice seemed to say yes, and the outer voices seemed to say no. And so I think that was one of the reasons I was able to experience a miracle, was to teach me a lesson, because from that point on, I had become a lot more independent thinker. Even when I was a teenager, I started experimenting with hypnosis right about that same time. And I did a bunch of stuff that I probably would have got excommunicated for if I would have been an adult. Bishop called me in and he says, I understand you're hypnotizing a bunch of the kids around here. And I says, yeah, is there a problem? And he says, well, we don't want you to do that. And I says, is there anything in the scriptures that says I can't do it? And he says, I can't think of anything. I says, has the prophet said I can't do it? I don't think the prophets ever talked about that. I said, well, I guess I'll keep doing it then. So I had a number of confrontations that way with the authorities. Even when I had the accident with my hand, the authorities, I had a lot of visits from the authorities in the church. Come visit me in the hospital, and they all said the same thing. Oh, kid, I bet that teaches you not to make any more rockets, huh? And I said, well, not till I get out of the hospital anyway. And the look on their faces kind of tickled me so much that I kind of rubbed it in when everybody kept asking me that question. I don't know how many times I was asked that question when I was in the hospital. Well, kid, I bet you're not going to make any more rockets, huh? Well, I did make a lot more after I got out of the hospital, actually. But I was a lot... I bought the rocket engines pre-made rather than make them myself. So they were a lot safer.
I remember those rockets. He used to take these CO2 cartridges and fill them full of match heads and then stick a wire down the end and then put the other end of the wire into the ground and light them. Those things at night, they just go to the moon.
Well, they were loud, too. They were like about 10 shotgun shells going off at one
Boom.
Time.
Yeah.
But that was the dangerous ones. I switched to safer ones after my accident. But So you need to go by the inner light rather than the outer. On the other hand, there are advantages to outer teachers, such as myself. I'm an outer teacher for you guys here. But you guys are evolved enough that if I tell you to go jump in the lake, you're not going to do it. If I tell you to wait for some comet to pick you up to take you to the fifth dimension, like
the Hellbob
people, well, I don't think you guys are... I think you guys have to question that somewhat.
We're waiting for a spaceship.
That's one of my teachings, is for you to question. But teachers are very valuable in that they can stimulate. So we're to be stimulated by the outer, but act on the inner. Now, the interesting thing that indicates that just the inner alone isn't going to cut the mustard is the fact that there's some of these really evil parents that you've heard about that lock their kid in a room and just beat him under the door and everything like that, or keep him locked in there for like sometimes 10 years, and the authorities finally learn about it and break them free. And if the interesting thing about studying these kids, if the kid is locked in the room when he's like 6 years old and then freed when he's 15, he still thinks he's six. He hasn't learned anything. So if all we need to do is look within, well, that kid had plenty of opportunity. He was just all alone. He could look within 24 hours a day, but he didn't progress because he didn't have any stimulation from without. So we need the both. We need the yin and the yang. With just one hand clapping, there's no clap. Nothing happens. And so we're stimulated from without, but then we verify from within. So those that just go entirely within, and you probably met people, New Agers, that are really into just being within completely. They want to isolate themselves and just go within, and they think, I am self-sufficient all by myself. I'll go within and find all kinds of things. And that works to a degree, but only if you're stimulated from without. Now, another illusion people are under is that you don't really need anybody else. That you just need yourself and to meditate and to reach nirvana and return to source type of thing. You hear a lot of teachings about that. But the Course in Miracles makes a really interesting statement on that, which registers with my soul. It says, you cannot go home alone. The only way to go home, it says, is to take your brother with you. And I believe that's a true statement. And just saying that, I can feel that it registers with the group, that we cannot go home alone. What's the advantage of just going, returning home as the prodigal son and having no one to share that home with? We want to bring as many people as possible with us, and eventually all the sons of God will return. Now, Sanat Kumara, it says that he is committed to this planet until what?
The last worry pilgrim makes his way home.
Right. The last worry pilgrim makes his way home. So he cannot even go home alone, because once a higher life is committed to working to bringing the lower lives up to where he is, he can't quit. He has to bring them up. And as he brings them up, he is lifted up himself eventually. And so we're like part of a great chain where you lift your brother up, and then someone comes and lifts you up, and then somebody else came and lifted that person up. And so we cannot go home alone. We have to bring each other with us. And that's why we're gathered in a group like this. And another thing that a lot of people are negative on is groups themselves. They don't want to be part of a group because they think that salvation or nirvana or whatever they want to call it is achieved by just an individual all alone. He doesn't need anybody but himself and his higher self type of thing. Where the truth is when you blend with another life, your life is increased immensely. And when you blend with and merge with many different lives, then the feeling, the essence, is really great. And a lot of people that have near-death experiences testify about this. They testify that they had this merging with other lives that was very, very joyful. And the more the merging, the more the joy. Whereas down here, because we're limited because of pain, we're limited to just a body, it makes it difficult to have that spiritual sharing because of this limitation that we have designed for ourselves. But we can transcend that limitation. We can transcend that limitation by focusing on being beyond the body. Energy follows thought. And if we put all of our thought on taking care of the body, supplying the needs the body wants, supplying luxuries for the body to enjoy, if everything is centered just around the body, then our focus is away from spirit. And if the body experiences any discomfort or any pain, then we really identify with that. But if we could take our attention off the body and onto our true nature, and when our focus is there, and we seek to take our brothers and sisters with us, then we can experience something beyond the body. Like, Curtis, you mentioned you got a witness on reincarnation. Would you really associate that with the body or something beyond the body?
Oh, definitely something beyond the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.